Fowler's eyes went to the single window of the room. It was an ordinary window, against which now the night was pressing blackly. "Balcony?" Max asked curiously. "No, I had a passkey. I did not know about the balcony. It might have saved me some trouble had I known about it."
"It's not my balcony," explained Ausable angrily. "It belongs to the next apartment." He glanced explanatorily at Fowler. "You see," he said, "this room used to be part of a large unit. And the next room through that door, there used to be the living room. It had the balcony, which extends under my window now. You can get onto it from the empty room next door, and somebody did, last month. The management promised to block it off, but they haven't."
Max glanced at Fowler, who was standing stiffly a few feet from Ausable, and waved the gun with a commanding gesture.
"Please sit down," he said. "We have a wait of half an hour, I think."
31 minutes, Ausable said moodily. "The appointment was for 12:30. I wish I knew how you learned about the report, Max."
The little spy smiled evilly.
"And we wish we knew how your people got the report. But no harm has been done. I will get it back tonight. What is that? Who is at the door?"
Fowler jumped at the sudden knocking at the door. Ausable just smiled.
"That will be the police," he said. "I thought that such an important paper should have a little extra protection. I told them to check out on me, to make sure everything was all right."